Sustainable Plymouth's Ken Stone spoke to the select board about the city of Chelsea, where the ban on NIPS went into effect in 2018.
And there, they found that its impact on alcohol-related health and safety risks changed radically. There were 742 alcohol-related ambulance and fire responses in 2017. That was down to 127 a year after the ban was introduced. No liquor stores have closed in Chelsea in the 5 years the ban's been in effect.
According to Stone, twice a year, Sustainable Plymouth and the Network of Open Space Friends
organizes a cleanup of the town of litter. That's in spring and fall, and they've been doing that every year for over a decade. NIPS are a major source of litter in Plymouth. Volunteers picked up over 14,000 NIPS in 4 days.
Selectman Charlie Bletzer, who voted against the ban on NIPS, said he didn't think a NIP ban would stop litter in Plymouth, although it would help, but applauded the effort of those who want to keep the town clean. He mentioned that there are 14 liquor stores in town, and such a ban would hurt their businesses, and added that someone who wants to drink and drive is going to drink and drive. If they don't get NIPS, they're going to get half pints. Now, Stone notes that Selectman Kevin Canty, who voted in favor of the NIPS ban, was
very particular in pointing out how NIPS are an enabling substance for people suffering from alcoholism.
The vote was 2-1 in favor of Article 15, calling for a ban on the sale of NIPS beginning in July of 2024, if approved at Fall Town Meeting. And that meeting begins on October 21st. In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.